Is over for you, Mr. Tangerine Man. Off you go, on your bike.
Welfare state.
A folk singer of ethnic origin leaned on the bar. He tried to roll himself a fag, but he'd had no luck so far. He had with him a lurcher, a ragged animal called Shep, who didn't like the place and did a whoopsie on the step. Jed Burrows was his name, my friends, he was a local bloke. Oh, so he said, but we all knew he'd caught the bus from Stoke. He placed upon a vacant chair a leather-booted foot, his elbow to his knee and hand to his right ear he put. He sang in clear and ringing tones, though nasal, I suppose, due to the fact that he had got his thumb stuck up his nose. His accent sounded like a Geordie Cornishman from Brum, and he sang so flat his lurcher jumped right up and bit his bum. The evening dragged a little as we all got slowly drunk, including Jed's old lurcher, who smelt like a rotten skunk. Jed never fed him, so he poked in dustbins quite a lot, and he'd come across the meadow where he rolled in God knows what. The singing, it got worse and worse, the pub ran out of beer, but still Jed battled bravely on, his hand clamped to his ear. You'll never see a bloke drink more wherever you may roam. He closed his eyes, fell off his chair, and then we all went home.
We have no time for lovers' games of hide and seek or cat and mouse. I come home tired, you call me names, you work all week at keeping house. I understand the drudgery of what you do, but don't you think the office is the same for me? You ask me to unblock the sink. Life is getting shorter, nickel, dime and quarter. Talk is getting cheaper, love is getting deeper. I get to work under the sink, I bang my head, the spanner slips. I cut my hand and wish I had a drink, but curse instead the water drips. You nag at me, I raise my voice, the baby's toys are on the floor. You say be quiet, I have no choice, the slightest noise disturbs next door. Life is getting shorter, nickel diamond quarter. Talk is getting chipper, love is getting dipper. The kettle boils, the baby cries, I pick him up, his little teeth are coming through. I dry his eyes. You break a cup and underneath the kitchen light, your pretty face is close to tears, and so my heart goes out to you as we embrace, love reappears to play its part. Life is getting shorter, nickel, diamond, quarter. Talk is getting cheaper, love is getting deeper.
Filming, are you? Well, I've got a couple of minutes, so why don't you come down here? Oh, there you are, eh? What lot you then, eh? BBC, ITV, eh? Oh, I love ITV, love it, love it. You know, people tend to think of us policemen as soft-hearted, sentimental sort of blokes with a ready smile and a heart of gold. Ambling up and down the high street, patting babies on the head, cracking jokes, winking and helping little old ladies across the road from one side to the other. But you know, the reality is very different from that. The policeman of today, afternoon, madam, is a very different sort of fella. As the Americans say, the old ball game is being played on a different pitch from the pitch on which the ball game began to be played before they changed it. When I amble up and down the streets nowadays, and I love to amble, don't get me wrong, I'm a very keen ambler, so is my wife. I have to be very, very careful, because the slower I amble, the more of a target I present for the high-velocity rifle with the telescopic sights. Or a laser beam aimed straight through the top of my helmet from a satellite hung 200 miles up in the sky. When I help a little old lady across the road nowadays, I can no longer take it for granted that she is a little old lady and not a dangerous anti-personnel device planted there by the forces of international crime. How can I be sure that beneath the little sort of beige cardigan that her sister knitted for her the Christmas before last, she hasn't got 240 pounds of gelignite strapped in interconnecting rods to the side of her chest? How can I be sure? When I look inside her little shopping bag, underneath the apples cakes and the jar of Vic, I'm not going to find a sawn-off waffle PPK capable of knocking the head off a chicken 6 miles away. Now, I like helping old ladies across the road, don't get me wrong. But this is 1981. And so fast has been the decline in the respect for human life that I now have no option but to leave that little old lady in the middle of the road and run like hell. Similarly, when I see a little baby sitting in its pram with a new little bonnet on, and I want to go and pat it on the head, which I like to do because I love babies, and so does my wife, babies and ambling, I have to say to myself, no, hang on, Eric, be careful. There's probably 8 mafia hoods Come on, get the camera up there. There's probably eight mafiosos crouching behind the chemist across the road, waiting to blow that baby to smithereens as soon as I lay a finger on it.
That's why. Nowadays, when I see a little baby, I don't go up and pat it on the head and grin and chuck it under the cheek. I'll stuff it straight in a bag and send it down to the forensic department. Now, some people think I'm crazy. Doctors, psychiatrists, experts in the field of mental health, friends, neighbours, colleagues, workmates, kids, window dressers, dancers, that sort of thing. But they don't know how I see it. They don't know that policemen no longer live in a little toy town world. Oh no, we no longer live in the little world of Hume Beamishes, little wooden houses, little wooden people and little wooden crimes. Oh, I wish we did. My life would be a lot easier if I only had Noddy and Big Ears to knock the living daylights out of on a Friday night. No trouble rounding up the suspects. You made a wood? No, right, you can go home. It's not like that and it never will be. Not anymore. Because the old ball game is a quite different ball game to the ball game that I used to play before the ball game changed. My advice to you nowadays, if you see a policeman ambling up and down the street, patting little babies on the head, winking, being charming, being friendly, kissing the postmistress, don't attack him straight away. Come down the station, we'll send a man round and have him removed. Here. Oh, here. You got permission to film? Right, come on, I'm having you lot. Come on, you're next.
Sligo Fair is just a week away. Her mind is on the backseat of the traveler's caravan, headed for the city and to a new life she could plan, with no Sligo Fair is just a week away. Hard to be a woman in the country life. She don't wanna be a milkmaid. She don't wanna be a milkmaid. She wants to be a meet her man returning from the fields. A wicker basket on her arm and a spaniel at her heels. And as she picks wildflowers, she wonders should she go or stay. Now that Sligo Fair is just, Sligo Fair is just, Sligo Fair is just a week away.
Crazy man Michael was about you, everything that I might say. Every thought, every smile finds its way back to you. Every step that I take, anything that I do. Oh, I haven't forgotten you. When the telephone rings, my hands start to shake. Seems that I give so much more than I take. Every thought, every smile finds its way back to you. Every step that I take, anything that I do. Oh, I haven't forgotten you. Pretty tunes don't mean a lot when I'm singing just to you. You don't have to say a lot, but it's all that I can do. And you know.
Uh-huh. accept the sunset. My hand in her hair. We are our own saviors as we start. Both our hearts beating loud into each other. Wondering aloud, will the years treat us well? As she floats in the kitchen, I'm tasting the smell. Yeah. Up toast as the butter runs, then she comes, spilling crumbs on the bed. And I shake my head. And it's only the giving that makes you what you are.